Thank you, Madam Chair. The expert advised that this notion was widely defined in international case law, especially the International Criminal Court decisions concerning rapists. They provided the most recent example. ICC Prosecutor versus Ogwan 2024, paragraph 168. The Chamber, I read, Madam Chair, the Chamber notes that physical harm encompasses physical and bodily injury, impairment of the body, pain, and illness. The Chamber emphasized that the concept of physical harm is not restricted to the infliction of a physical or body injury, and notes that hurt, pain, or suffering otherwise not caused by a bodily injury can also amount to physical harm. Moral harm may include psychological harm or trauma, mental pain and anguish, emotional distress, psychosocial harm, and loss of lifeline. Material harms refer to loss of or damage to property, loss of earnings, opportunity to work, reduced standard of living and socioeconomic opportunities, and loss of schooling and vocational training. Community harm is that suffered by a person as a member of a group, family, or community. Lastly, transgenerational harm relates to the phenomenon in which traumatized parents set in motion an intergenerational cycle of dysfunction, handing down trauma to their children who themselves did not directly experience the atrocities their parents endured, affecting their children's emotional behavior, attachment, and well-being as a result. The expert cautioned that care must be taken to ensure that the definition of harm would not unduly limit the scope of the crime. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.